what's the deal with megalomaniacs and their private zoos? Ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych kept exotic species at his estate outside Kiev. And back in the day, Uganda's Idi Amin kept pet crocodiles, even Al Pacino's fictitious Scarface. All he wanted was a tiger in his backyard. And then there was that infamous private zoo in Colombia.
You drove the car, and it was very similar to this Lion Country Safari because there was no fences. The animals were wild in those sorts of savannas of the Magdalena River in Colombia. And it was fascinating, and I still remember very vividly what I saw at that time.
That's our friend from BBC Mundo, Hernando Alvarez. Unlike the Lion Country Safari in Florida, though, the zoo Hernando remembers visiting as a kid was owned by a drug lord, one of the most notorious in Colombia, in fact, Pablo Escobar. He was killed by Colombian security forces in 1993. After that, Hernando says, things started to change for the residents of Escobar's zoo.
When he died, most of the animals were moving to different zoos, but nobody wanted to get a hold of a couple of hippos. And the authorities thought not much of it. They have a good environment in this massive farm that it used to belong to Pablo Escobar. So they left the couple there. But, you know, as couples, they reproduce. And nowadays, there are around 60 hippos in Colombia running wild. And the authorities have no idea what to do with it.
Right, and no predators to hunt them down, to chase them.
No predators to chase them, and so far, no human victims, because in the area that they move, they're pretty wet. They don't get dry like they get in Africa at the moment.
No problems, no human victims, but have these hippos caused any problems for the locals who live nearby?
Well, the locals, I think they just want them out because they know they're very dangerous, and I think nobody wants to mess up with the hippos, but so far it's pretty much like a big question mark of what to do with them.
They are dangerous, aren't they? They're not just this kind of round, rotund, happy animal.
They are very dangerous, yes. In wildlife, they know, like, do not mess with a hippo and don't try to do anything with it.
Have locals in Colombia asked their government for a solution?
Yes, they have asked the government some. It depends who you talk to. You know, because obviously, but I think the locals and the peasants and the farmers are like, you know, we need a solution. I cannot afford just to be working on the field and then find out that there is a hippo next to me. I mean, this is something completely, it comes from a completely different area, different world. People are not used to them, so it could be very dangerous.
Is there a good, proper zoo somewhere in Colombia that is, you know, obviously not a drug lord owned, where these hippos might be able to go? At least a few of them. I mean, 60 is a lot of hippos.
Well, they're looking for them, but nobody wants to take them because they are very expensive to feed, to keep, and very difficult to control. And again, there is not many. I think it will be very hard to find a specialist on hippos in Colombia. And so now some people are using this, what I call a euphemistic term of using the euthanasia to the hippos, but I don't know why they use that term when at the end of the day it's just to kill them.
Yeah.
Some people see that as the only solution before it gets completely out of control.
What has become of the zoo and the whole Escobar estate?
It has been through different stages. First, when he was killed, many people went there because we all knew that that was his headquarters. They used to have a big house with a massive swimming pool and a jacuzzi overviewing a landing strip where all these small planes coming from the United States full of dollars after having sold the cocaine arrived and landed there. But the house has been completely wrecked by everybody thinking that they used to have, like, hidden treasures. So all the walls, there are holes in the walls. People were looking for fortunes, for gold, for cash. And then it was given to some displaced people by the violence. And now they're trying to create a theme park in that area.
Lots of myths around Pablo Escobar. Those hippos ain't no myth, though. They're happy and lounging in the Magdalena River.
It is exactly like that. That's the last memories of Pablo Escobar for many people.
Hernando Alvarez with BBC Mundo. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.